Boker Tov. Today we get to finally test for once and for all the thesis that the fifth parak of Zvachim has absolutely no machlokas. Of course, the Ritva said it had no machlokas, so presumably he's right, so it doesn't really need our help. But we get to see that it is indeed so. Perek Hey Mishnah Ches Habechor v'Hamaser v'HaPesach Kodshim Kalim. So the lowest level of korbanos that are described in this perek. So this is the bechor. So this is right, your firstborn kosher animal that can be brought as a korban on the mizbeach that needs to be brought to the Beis Hamikdash. V'HaMaser, the tenth animal. Every tenth animal that passes underneath the shevet. Kol Asher Yavor Tachas Hashevet is La Hashem. Right. So that also, and the korban pesach. Ironically, interestingly enough, the korban pesach, which is the quintessential covenant, right? Kadshim kalim shchitas mechol makom ba'azara. The shechting is any place in the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash. V'daman ta'un matana achas, and their blood requires just one single sprinkling. So we see three levels with regard to the zrikos hadam. Okay, we see three levels with regard to the zrikos hadam. Number one, wait, what's number one? All four, right? Number two is
only.
Right, there are four, there are three gradations. Remember, we had Shem Shinarva. That was the whole thing about Shabbos.
Four, two, and now there's just one.
Right, there's right all four sides. Then there's two northeast and southwest, and now it's just one. So apparently the greater the kedusha of the korban, the more times one sprinkles the blood on the mizbeach, which is interesting. Right, damtan matana echas uvivad shi'tin kenegad hisod, as long as it's given corresponding to the area of the yisod, which is that the foundation of the mizbeach. In other words, it needs to be above that physical space. Shina va'achilasan. Right, so let's say he changed any aspect of its achila. What's pshat and shina v'achila san? Right, right. That in other words, although there's zrikos hadam, each one is different. Shina v'achila san means that there are differences with regard to the halachos of how these three karbanos, respective karbanos, are eaten. Number one, habechor nechal kohanim. The bechor, as it says explicitly in Chumash, is eaten exclusively by the kohen, not by the owner of the animal. V'amaser, but the maser, the tenth animal, that's not kulo l'Hashem, as it were, or kulo to the kohanim. That's eaten by anyone because that's part of his flock. So therefore, that you're going to eat. It's just that you tithe, right? You just take the maser. That's one of the greatest English words ever in art scroll English, right? Tithing, okay? That's a keeper. V'amaser l'chol adam, sorry, v'nechal l'michol ha'ir, right? And they can, obviously, the korban pesach is eaten by anyone who offers korban pesach, so that's a given. Right, anyone in the chabura, anyone who is pre-designated to be joining that korban pesach, v'nechal mechal yir, they can be eaten again, like the other kachim kalim, anywhere in the holy city of Yerushalayim, bechal adam, which is questionable because it depends on the korban. So many erase that bechal machal in any form of eating. And here we see like other like the basic korban shalom shniyamim v'alachad. Again, unlike the korban todah and some other examples, the al nazir etc., these three like the shalom korban shalom can be eaten for 2 days and one night. Pesach ino achal v'alayla. Can only be eaten on the night of the 15th, right? So it's shechted on Bein Harbayim. Shechted also kol kal dasir Bein Harbayim. And it's eaten on the night of the Seder of the Law. Seder, and of course, what we do nowadays is Zecher, right? So we have the Zroa, and even the Matzah, by the way, itself might well be Zecher. The Pesach as a whole, there's a lot of lumdos about that. Maybe we can get to talk more about as we get closer to Pesach. Ve'ino nechal, which is still a little bit of time away. Ve'ino nechal, in case you didn't know, Ve'ino nechal chatzos, only eaten until chatzos. This is very important. Halacha about the korban pesach. It's only eaten until chatzos on the night of, right, the Seder. And that's why there are many halachic discussions about what? Finishing the Seder by what time?
By
Chatzos. Right, so it all comes from this. The question is, exactly. It's the Korban Pesach. And that's if the Matzah is its own mitzvah, then maybe we can eat all night. But maybe if it's Zecher LaPesach, then it's only a night. And maybe it's Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. Is it tied to the Korban Pesach? Is it independent of it? Right? These debates among the Tanoim and the Achron and so on and so forth all flow from the way in which this halacha applies to other aspects of the Seder nowadays. Ve'ino nechal ela lenuya. Moreover, tunipa is only eaten for those who are minu. Those who are counted from the word minyan, right? Those who already signed up in the chabura, right? They're going to join in this group like it describes in the Torah. But as opposed to what it sounds like, Shira Shemekos, only a family member is going to be anyone who pre-signed up for your Korban Pesach. One of the kashas on Halach Ma'anya, as you say, anyone who wants to come and eat their Korban Pesach, but that's not quite true. So it's a big discussion another time. Enochal Tzali, finding it's only eaten roasted, which is why nowadays, for various reasons, and versus Gzera, that we no longer have roasted meat at the Korban Pesach, again, so that no one accidentally is Kaddish, the Korban, that has anything to do with it, or Zechot, whatever it is. Hadron Alach, Perek, Ezel, Mikoman, without a single Machlokes HaTanoim. And we continue now, we go by Kachi Kachim. The next Perek is, that goes in order and unpacks more of the details of Kachi Kachim. Everyone have a Freilichen, wonderful day, which if you're just walking in with a Sefer Torah, thank you for being Mizakeos, and you can listen on Y Torah, Mirza Hashem, or we can Chazer together. Shkoyach.